Hi there. Right, okay, so this is the new version of Audio Boot, which I've not used before, hence the slight unsureness about starting it. Right, okay, this boot comes in two parts, ready? The journey part and the fun part, which came after the journey part. Right, the journey part, this is my journey from London, Victoria to Belfast on the coach, which I've never done before, and the only reason I did it is because I've got lots of luggage, and it costs a fortune on the plane. It puts the fare up by about two-thirds, so I think it's quite a significant rise, significant enough for me to think, do you know what, I can sit on this coach, I can tough it out, I'm a man, I've done travelling, etc. And actually it turned out to be okay. The actual coach was nice, comfortable. I actually did get some sleep on it for once. I should have had some night owl. But I actually rather enjoyed it. Not in a sort of boy hey, yippee-doo sort of enjoyment, but not in a kind of, oh dear, I won't do that again enjoyment. It was okay. And the boat itself, which I was expecting to be a bit squalid, wasn't at all. It was almost empty, really plush. Loads of places to just sort of hide and sleep, which I did. Found myself a nice big long bench and just sort of wrapped my arms around my rucksack and just fell asleep on it. So I had about 3 hours sleep on the boat. Well, no, not that long. Felt like it, though. It's about 2 hours. It's not too bad. However, when we got to Belfast Port, there was no coach. Or rather, there was the wrong type of coach. There was an Ulster Bus Gold Line coach. And I'd asked Victoria, because I wanted to know what happened with the cases. They'd said, oh yeah, with Eurolines, the bus will go on to the ferry and it'll come off the other end with you, which I thought, well, that makes sense. I asked the driver just to confirm, but he wasn't the driver that took us up to Scotland. It was the driver that took us as far as Milton Keynes and got off. And he said, yes, he thought they stayed here. The coach went onto the ferry as well. And the bus on the front said it was an Ulster Bus coach rather than, a National Express coach. So I thought, oh, it's from Ulster. It's going to go back to Ulster. Fair enough. That's where it belongs. That's where it wants to go home. That's where its home lives. So I got on the ferry, left all the stuff on the bus above my hand luggage. The guy hadn't actually opened up the flap at the side to let people take their luggage off, and I'd assume because there are about maybe 12, 13 people, none of whom had got their luggage out of the coach, that it was going to stay on there. The coach was going to go onto the ferry and I was going to meet it at the other end. I even asked at the check-in, I said, where do we meet the bus? He said, oh, do you come out the port, turn left, and it's there. Anyway, got to the ferry port, turn left. There wasn't a left, there was a big gate saying no entry, so I won't kind of know where the coach is going to be there. So I went back the other way because there's a big parking space, a lot of taxi drivers sitting there. There was an Ulster Bus Gold Line, which was just about to sail off, by the way. So I don't know how I'd have got to it in time anyway. I wasn't exactly mooching along, I was going at a fair old pace, but that had gone. And the taxi driver said, oh, I think that's your bus. I said, well, it wasn't, it's got Ulster Bus Gold Line on it. This is a Eurolines branded bus with Ulster Bus in small letters on the front. And he said, I think that's your bus anyway. You've got on the wrong ferry. I said, well, I don't know how I could have got on the wrong ferry because there was only one. I don't think I did, by the way. And it turns out I didn't when I got to the other end. Anyway, cut a long story short, took a taxi to the bus station in Belfast. It wasn't indeed. The ferry stays in Cairnryan in Scotland. And it doesn't go with the ferry at all. So my luggage is now in Scotland and I'm not. And I'm a bit pissed off about that because it was not explained to me. And I did actually ask, and I wasn't being stupid, but it wasn't explained on the bus when we got off at Scotland, as in if you've got anything other than hand luggage, take it off now and bring it onto the ferry with you. That was not explained, it wasn't even mentioned. So I'm annoyed that it wasn't. And I asked twice, three different people, in fact, and didn't get a straight answer. No one seems to know. And the people that got off the coach, off the ferry at the other end, all got pickups from the terminal, so they weren't going to Belfast City anyway. That's just why it turns out they had just got on the ferry without their luggage. I guess they're just doing like a local home trip. I wasn't though. I'm doing a great big luggage trip. So hopefully tomorrow I can go to Belfast. I had a lovely chat with a lady called Judith, who's a sweet woman. Hopefully she live up to her reputation, which is to say helpful, and I will be able to pick up my luggage from Belfast Great Victoria tomorrow. It's cost me an extra £20 to do this, extra fiver, extra £10 in train fares, extra £10 in taxi fares. It's not a bargain. I'm not very happy about it, and the fact that it wasn't explained to us, some of whose are newbies and whose rules of Eurolines don't follow the normal Eurolines rules, it just says to me, you're not telling people enough. Anyway, I'm going to run out of time, which is why I'm speeding up rabbiting. I shall hopefully have an update with my luggage tomorrow. Goodbye and God bless.